Got to fly like an eagle, by which I mean having a minuscule carbon footprint. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jed Kim. The holidays often mean traveling, which frequently means flying. For many who are hyper-aware of their carbon footprints, flying can be a guilt trip. Commercial flights account for about 2.5% of global CO2 emissions. The Swedes even coined a word, flygskam, to mean flying shame. Now, though, there are a variety of sustainable aviation fuels meant to lower the emissions that are generated in the industry. We spoke with Evan Sherwin. He's a postdoctoral researcher in energy and resources engineering at Stanford University. I asked him what kinds of sustainable jet fuels exist.
Sometimes we call those drop-in fuels because they just drop into the existing infrastructure. And there are a few different types of those. The most commonly talked about, at least, are biofuels, which are from various types of plants and refined into chemicals that are very similar to existing jet fuel and are compatible with existing engines. There are also what are called electrofuels, which are produced from combining carbon dioxide that's been taken out of the atmosphere and combining carbon dioxide with hydrogen. There's a process to produce a synthetic jet fuel that is already approved for blending up to 50% in commercial flights and could, especially for some newer models, go substantially higher than that. This is something that we can do right now. The question really is the cost.
Well, what would be the most effective ways to bring down costs?
In historical experience, one of the most effective ways is through deployment. We saw with solar panels, costs have come down enormously. If you look back to the very early days of solar cells in the, I guess, the 60s and 70s, it's come down by something like a factor of 1,000. And much of that has been just as we deploy more, we get better at making it. We figure out how to make bigger facilities that are more efficient. And we've seen similar cost declines over the past decade with wind, with batteries. And we're starting to see that with hydrogen electrolyzers.
Why are we talking about sustainable aviation fuel? I mean, when we're talking about cars, we're talking about electrification. Why aren't we talking about that for the airline industry?
There certainly are electric options for aviation. For shorter flights, this is likely to be a very attractive option. There are planes announced that have ranges of ballpark 500 miles. That's a lot of regional flights. The difficulty with electrification is that in an airplane, weight really matters. And the amount of energy per unit weight of a lithium-ion battery, one of our most common types of batteries, is only about 2% of the energy per unit weight for conventional jet fuel.
So it's just too heavy to be viable.
For the longer flights, yes, at least right now.
Evan Sherwin is a researcher at Stanford. And now for some related links. If you want to check out Evan's analysis of the economic viability of sustainable fuel for flying, we've got a link to his paper. I mentioned that the Swedes seem to be extra anguished about flying emissions. That may be why some companies there are partnering to develop sustainable aviation fuel on a large scale. The partnership, which includes Shell and Scandinavian Airlines, aims to produce 50,000 tons of electrofuel by converting carbon dioxide. They'll be getting their power from renewable sources and their carbon dioxide from the byproducts of a heating and power plant. If successful, it'll provide almost a third of the jet fuel they need in order to reach national targets of fossil fuel-free domestic flights. Sustainable jet fuel is one thing, fully electric planes are another. Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl spoke with someone about short-haul flights using batteries. Check it out. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.